Chester.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Let me say that. Tell me you didn't just say that. Look here. Look, if you want to win, you got to dress like a champion. Not some reject from the Pirates of the Caribbean. Now can't you dig that? Sucker!
Booker T, coming to you from the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Now can you dig that?
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you!
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for November 19th. Just a few days before Thanksgiving. Be thankful for everything you get. And this weekend we get Survivor Series. Holidays today, real quick. It's Have a Bad Day Day. And National Adoption Day. Birthdays today, real quick. Matt Bloom. You might remember him as A-Train, Albert, Lord Tensai, the Hip Hop Hippo. He's 44 today. I want you to know Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us December 10th for UFC 206 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, and Salvatore's Saloon out in Scottsville. 10 p.m. start time. Get the early main event card. Daniel Cormier, the heavyweight champ versus, the light heavyweight champ versus Anthony Rumble Johnson for that light heavyweight belt. It'll be hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's December 10th. At Salvatore's at the garage door and Salvatore's Saloon, UFC 206. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite's right across the street from the building that we're in right now, the Five Star Bank building. It's got a name on it now. Did you see that? Do you guys see that outside?
Yeah.
There's a giant name on top of the building now. It's really pretty cool.
Does anybody else ever feel a little scared, walking under a sign that's been freshly hung?
Yeah, I know. It's been 3 weeks they had that fence around there, and I keep looking up at it, and it's like, boy, the disaster written all over this. But nevertheless, it looks pretty cool when it's dark out here, and it's glowing. It makes Rochester landscape just look a little bit different. And, of course, coming this week, the Christmas trees in the windows will appear in this building, too, the giant Christmas tree, so you'll dig that, too. But, where was I? Oh, yeah, our favorite, Bill Gray's, our favorites across the street, the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's, too, online at
BillGrays.com.
All right, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? I just got the highest pitch out of ever out of my voice there. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the feud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. I am here with Brian Burke, Double B. Hey, Brian Burke, what's up?
Finally,
come on. Where's the energy? Yeah, I know. We haven't seen you in a while. I know, how did the operation go?
Oh, that's actually the day before Thanksgiving.
Well, Brian, what are we going to call you, Brianna, then, next? I'm just curious.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
We're here with DC Dan Cole, sitting behind the Twitter and the texter and whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Danger Boy makes it back.
I do.
And, I don't know if you guys remember last week, but the show ended quite abruptly with Mark Fantasia quitting the show at the very end. And then if you went to our Facebook page, you may have seen his head taken off by our guest in the studio that week. Eric Eminon took his head off with a super kick right out in the hallway here. It was pretty cool. I mean, there was no arrest. There was a lot of police here for a while. They were making reports and everything. No arrest. There wasn't an ambulance, and a man was taken out in a gurney. And then he didn't learn his lesson from last night he went and got into it again with him.
I don't think that was the mark. I think that was El Marco.
Oh, El Marco. El Mar.
There's definitely some kind of luchador.
So go to our Facebook page if you want to see the videos from Mark Fantasia's demise from the pain clinic as he quits live on the air as we were ending the show last week and then proceeds to have his head taken off twice. I mean, he must have a spring there because it didn't fall off, but it had one more shot, and I'm sure he's done. If he does show up, though, we are going to get Eminon to show up here and maybe take his head off one more time.
You know the movie Groundhog Day, right?
That's right. It's like
if I ever had, you know, if I was ever in Bill Murray's situation and I had one day to live over, it would probably have been last week, just to see Mark get his head kicked off every single day.
It was pretty cool. You know, if you're friends with us, find us on Facebook. Check out the video. It is really pretty cool. You know, seeing Mark escorted out, actually left laying out by the door as he was supposed to leave. He was just laying on the ground dead. So, but welcome to the show today. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. This is the weekend of Survivor Series. The weekend of NXT TakeOver Toronto, which you may know or not. We've mentioned it a few times. We're on our way there after we get off the air today. And we're going to cause trouble up in Canada. So if we do need
glorious.
If we can get your phone numbers, we might need bail money later. I'm just going to throw that out. You know, just in case.
Your dollar goes further in Canada, though.
It does, yeah. So it's less bail money than you will need. All right, so we'll be up there and later today, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot of things that happened in this past week. I want to talk. We got my friend Paulie G. He and I went to Monday Night Raw in Buffalo. And if you did, why don't you give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Call us and tell us what you thought about Raw. Maybe watching SmackDown, too. Is it building up this pay-per-view correctly, or how do you feel about that in general? I'm going to start the show with talking about The Undertaker's return. Okay, I know that wasn't until SmackDown, but what do you guys think about the very few words he said, but poignant words he said? I mean, do you think we're going to see more of him from what he said?
Yes, unfortunately.
I think we're going to see more of him tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that'd entirely be possible to see him tomorrow. I mean, throwing out the ultimatum to the SmackDown team like that. I've had the same stance on Undertaker, and it's not going to change. He should have retired years ago. He's not the same guy. He can't, you know, move as good as he could. He can't have a match as good as he could.
Were you happy to see him not come out with crutches? Because that was the thing going around a couple weeks ago.
All I'm saying is maybe that big leather trench coat he wears kind of like is hiding some kind of exoskeleton that's assisting him being mobile.
So he's friends with Tony Stark.
You know? Something
Tony,
like that.
He might have built something for him.
I actually heard this week a very interesting Undertaker story from when he went to the Cleveland Cavaliers game and was waiting outside for LeBron James.
Oh, LeBron never came out?
LeBron never came out because apparently LeBron, if you're not a friend of his and he doesn't have a scheduled meeting with you, he will not play into your pandering to get screen time on his behalf.
Yeah, or press.
Yeah.
And that's what he thought he was doing. He thought he was coming to get press.
And that's what he was doing.
Well, was he? Because I thought he was invited there. Wasn't he invited by the team?
No, WWE sent him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With the WWE camera crew, right?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is that hair real? I don't think so.
No, it can't be.
There's no way.
No.
No? Okay. 222-1280, Star Trek's number. We got on the phone with us right now, Paulie G Sauce. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Paulie Guglielmo from the morning producer for Brother Wee Show. He and I went on a little trip this past Monday. We went to Monday Night Raw in Buffalo, and man, we had a blast. You know, I think we had a blast, right, Paulie?
I had a really good time, man. I worked out a deal with Rich where, for some undisclosed favors, he drove. And so I got to, you know, get my drink on, too, which, man, I got to be honest with you, wrestling and drinking at the same time, a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that tonight when we're up in Toronto.
That's definitely true.
You know, you gotta watch out for those 7.2s up there, as they say. You know, but the yeah, I know. I didn't realize. You know, I mean, you and I were, you know, we were having a good time and everything. And I'm watching back the videos you posted on the Wee Show where Deanna's saying, "Man, you're hammered." You know,
<it's> like, I was still pretty good, but I was still good enough to. I had a lot of fun. I mean, I thought that, you know, when you see in person, I know I'm preaching to the choir. You guys have been to a million shows, but for me, I'm still pretty much in awe of how much when you're in person, it's different than when you're watching on TV, because in person you see how it's a TV show and you really see the producers and the production equipment. You really see that it's more of a performance for the television cameras than it is for the live crowd, you know, at least for a TV taping.
See, Paulie and I have the same thing. When we get in there, we immediately look over where the producers are, and they've got like a million TV screens around them, and they've got the giant mixing boards, and, you know, they're on the headsets with 100 people, and they're on headsets running around. And it's always intriguing to see how they put it together. But, man, it was a pretty simple show to put together. I didn't see anything too complicated. No blowing up limos and, I was hoping that maybe Donald Trump would come and drop money from the ceiling because it's been a while since that's been done. But, you know, we have to. I guess you got to be lucky to be at that RAW when the $50 bills are dropping and stuff. But
we had a couple. We were there for a good go home show. I really truly thought that. You know, I thought we had a hot crowd. I thought the Goldberg Lesnar standoff was great. I thought that the end with the SmackDown dudes coming out, we were right. You know, we were what, 4 feet from Dean Ambrose and James Ellsworth. That was kind of cool.
James Ellsworth, that little kid got lost. Looked like he was a little kid lost in the crowd.
Yeah, he was. He is a strange looking little man. What I wanted to also mention, and I don't mean to bring up a whole other topic or anything, but all night I was looking forward to the cruiserweights because I knew it was my opportunity to take a break. They are missing something here. The cruiserweights is just absolutely not hitting. And when I did come back at the very end of that match, everyone around us was even complaining about the cruiserweights and saying how it was just such a low in the show. And I don't mean to bring up a whole other topic because I'm sure you guys all have opinions on how to fix that, but that needs fixed.
Well, we've talked about it a couple times on Danger Boy. You can pinpoint exactly why it's wrong.
No one cares.
Yeah,
there's no reason. There's no backstory behind them. They had the tournament, which was fantastic, and the people who wanted to watch that watched it on the network. But the average fan doesn't know anything about these guys. They might remember Brian Kendrick from his first run, but that was still 10 years ago.
And that's why he's getting prominence in that whole group, because he's the only one that they might remember.
There's no backstory to these guys at all.
And the thing to do is, remember, the network's got 1.2 some odd million people following. They get a lot more people at these live shows and watching on TV than that. And the people watching on TV and that, I mean, not everyone's a subscriber. So it's like that whole tournament passed them by, though they missed out. I'll say an incredible tournament, but they missed out. But you know, the thing is, and maybe with a switch to SmackDown, that might help them, you know, maybe get more time to create some backstory for the guys and stuff. I mean, they can't go and say, hey, TJ Perkins was manic in TNA, you know, and you might have seen him wrestle there for the last 3 years. There's a lot of stuff they really can't talk about.
Fewer people saw that and saw the network.
I don't know. I remember manic was in the ring when Rey Mysterio kicked that dude and he broke his neck and died. So
that's true, but
So, you know, you're right. You're right, and it was quiet. And it's like, I mean, I like Brian Kendrick, too. I mean, I like what he's doing, you know. And because Perkins landed on his neck and got hurt, they can't keep going. They can't keep going with that. I'm hoping that they move the whole thing over to SmackDown and give it a chance. And then, of course, they are because they're doing the TV show. As soon as SmackDown ends, they're going right live on the network with the new Cruiserweight show. What's it called, 205?
205 Live.
That's a good name for it. I mean, here's the other thing I want to give kudos to as far as going to Raw and being there in person is WWE does a great job, and not all sports can nail this, of being for all people. Like, they really have a very diverse audience in age, in ethnicity. Everyone is at that show. And so they're hitting every mark, whereas a lot of other things are a little bit more targeted. You know what I mean? Even sports, you know, like, you don't see little kids at a Bills game. It's just too bad. You know, it's too crazy of an audience at a Bills game. A WWE audience is a little more respectful. I know occasionally they can hijack a show, but I did just think that it's a good job. Like, as the company, I look at the company and I'm like, man, they're doing a good job of really targeting everybody. They really are very mainstream.
Yeah, look, they get someone like Deanna King there, and she doesn't care, but she's bringing her kid with her, you know? So, and her son's having it, but you see the pictures of her kid having a great time. And, you know, and then she kind of like, you know, it makes you kind of, I mean, I remember that's kind of how like a lot of moms get into it. It's like, well, I'll take my kid there. And then they start kind of get involved in the storylines, and then they start asking questions, and boom, you got another fan. So, you know.
By the way, let me tell you this, you guys. Oh, you guys are not going to like this. Oh, do I have something to rile you wrestling guys up.
Uh-oh.
Deanna King's review of the show. Guess what? One thing she liked. One wrestler, I should say. One wrestler who she really liked and was intrigued by and wanted to learn more about.
Roman Reigns.
It was probably a good-looking
guy. Roman Reigns, baby.
Oh, I thought it's got to be a good-looking guy. That's a start.
Yeah. So I said, she asked me, she's like, do a lot of people like him? And I said, oh, it's such a long story, but it's hilarious that that's the one guy that you are intrigued by.
Does she maybe have a SWAT gear fetish?
She said she describes him as being very pretty.
Well, I'm not sure how many times he's been called that, but very interesting, man. But we had a great time, Paulie, man, and I appreciate you calling. You know, it was a lot of fun, and I'll tell you, it was worth the 4 hours of sleep the next day. You know, it was definitely worth the sacrifice. And you know what? I'll say something, too. It was probably the best Monday Night Raw show I've ever seen in Buffalo, because the last one I went to was the old school Raw. Remember that one? And that was just that was terrible. The one where
I went almost exactly a year ago at this time, and it was kind of a terrible show, too. It was, if you guys remember, Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt, and the match, the show basically ended with them all over the arena. And my wife, whose birthday is today, so I got to be careful about how much crap I talk on right now.
Happy birthday, Ryan. Ryan Guglielmo.
She was, like, just so, can I say annoying? She's not listening, right? Just she just wanted to leave so bad. Like, you know, this is just not her thing. So, Rick, you were a much better date than my wife at wrestling.
Well, thank
she
you.
Just could not stand that we were there. And the only time of the night that stuff was going to get good at all was the end, the Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt. They start going all over the arena. And she's just tugging at my arm saying, can we leave? Can we leave? Can we leave? Never again. Never again.
She would have loved the guy in front of us with the Ultimate Warrior jacket on that was in front of us. I look back at the pictures, and all I see is the Ultimate Warrior in front of us and everyone we took, because this guy's...
Am I the only one that's a little concerned? Like, it sounds like these two had a really great time. Polly just said that Rich was a better date. And at the beginning of the phone call, didn't he mention something about undisclosed favors?
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say sexual favors on HBK. I might get delayed.
What? Polly, man, we had a blast, and we'll definitely do it again sometime. They're coming to Rochester December 16th, man. We're all going to be there. We're going to have to get there early, do a little pregame in before the game, before the show. You know, maybe we'll meet down at a Dinosaur or something, have a few drinks before we go down and, you know, holler our lungs out at a show that won't get stopped for 2 minute breaks every 15 minutes. You know, where the lights go dark and we have to wait out the commercial breaks or the backstage, you know, montages or whatever they're doing. You know, so but thank you for buying my ticket for me, and I enjoyed driving and we had a good time, and we got to do it again. Okay, man.
Can I share some breaking news regarding that house show?
Yeah.
I spoke to Jeff Calkins of Blue Cross Arena, and there will be a Brother Weez Show party suite that night at Blue Cross Arena, and we will be giving away tickets to be in the suite with us on the Brother Weez Show, probably like the week of the show.
Wow, it's only a couple weeks away, man. So yeah. Can it be the Pain Clinic, Brother Weez suite?
Well, you guys are up in the fancy, like, front row seats. I don't know how you guys pull that, but you guys are...
Well, we have to do certain favors, we'll say, you know? Not too much unlike yours, okay?
If you guys can lower yourself to suite level, then I guess, yeah, you'd be welcome to come on up.
Very cool, man. That would be a lot of fun. Just go up and say hi to people and everything. I was with Weez up in the suite with Diane that one time.
Paulie, I have to ask one question, and I don't know if you're going to have the answer to this.
Oh, no.
I may drop myself to a suite level. Do you know whether or not a Mr. John DeTullio will be attending? Because as long as I've known him, he's always talked crap about wrestling, and I've begged him to go see a show.
Yes, John thinks wrestling is fake. What John doesn't realize is so are the movies he watches in theaters.
So was John Jupiter's
is one of those
Legacy.
Guys who thinks wrestling is fake, so he couldn't possibly not come to a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, no, we get in that argument all the time. We get in that argument because, you know, what do the macho men say, right? It's fake. Yeah. So every TV show you watch.
Yeah, it's great athletics. It's, you know whatever. Oh, well, maybe we'll work on it, man. We got a couple weeks to work on John to get him to come out, you know?
That'd be awesome.
You know what you really got to do is get a wrestler to come up and visit us in there, you know, while we're up there, you know, just have him stop.
Hey, man, let's pull some strings. Actually, more behind the scenes talk real quick. When I was going through this process of securing this suite, WWE PR was looking for extra promotion. So they asked, you know, would we be interested in interviewing people? So I'll pass some stuff your way.
Gotcha, man. Well, of course, we definitely want to do that. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you looking out for us, man.
All right. See you guys. Thank you very much.
We'll see. And don't forget, Paulie's going to be on at noon on Wham doing the food show. So, you know, he'll be talking food. Our two of our favorite things, wrestling and food. You can't beat either. Thank you, sir.
See you guys.
Okay, we'll see you in a little bit. We got to go to break. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. We got phone lines are lit, but there's an extra room for you if you want to give us a call. Call us, tell us what you think about Monday Night Raw. What about predictions for Survivor Series? What's going to happen at NXT? We're going to get two out of three falls for Joe and Nakamura. I mean, that's going to make the night. You know, but what else are you looking forward to? We're going to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And Enzo and Cass, how you doing? Come on, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
I think they want to see the dance again.
All right. New Day rocks.
Hear ye, hear ye. It is I, King Booker, ruler of the SmackDown world.
Look what we have here, Karlsky. Yeah. Bada boom, biggest nerds in the room. How are you doing?
You guys all right?
Well, what do we got over here? If it isn't Professor X and Professor Lowercase X.
More like Dr. Evil and Mini-Me.
How about funny. New, Scott?
Funny.
Funny.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
You guys are going to love this.
You tired of all that nonsense, negative, insensitive sports talk?
You get a little cocky, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're here to put a stop to all of that. Nothing but positive talk here.
You guys are doing a great job. Enjoy your show.
You are my hero, my friend.
I love sports, okay?
Yes! Nothing but love coming through our speakers.
Loud and clear.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hi, this is Rob Dibble with an important message to the 19 million veterans who defend America's freedom. An amendment was signed into law establishing that all current members of our armed forces and veterans, uniformed or not, may render the military-style salute to our flag when it's raised or lowered, passes by, and anytime the national anthem is played. This iHeartMedia station invites all active duty service men, women, and veterans to salute our flag. And we thank you for your service to our country.
Rochester.
The truth is, Shane, you're a hypocrite. Everything is all about you, like always. The only reason people like you is because you pander to them and you like to jump off tall structures.
Now, I'm here tonight for two reasons. One, WrestleMania will no longer define who I am. I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
All right, this is The Undertaker of the World Wrestling Federation, American Badass, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Brian Burke, some other guy in the studio wearing a mask. Doesn't talk. Okay, there's another people, and you listening out there. 222-1280, Star Toys is a number. If you want to give us a call, tell us what you want, you know, talk about the, you know, Survivor Series this weekend. Did you go to Raw? When we got into Raw, we had made predictions. Paulie and I were talking on our way in, and we made predictions, and I said, I'm guessing if Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan are going to pop up, then you're going to see that whole team somehow. And then the first people we talked to once we got our seats were, man, Dean Ambrose is out back. And it's like, oh, okay. Kind of figured that. So let's go to the phones right now. We got Rashawn. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Hey, that was a very budding bromance you got going on there, Rich, by the way. That's amazing.
It's the only thing in my life right now, brother. Okay. That's sad.
But as far as your video online with Mark Fantasia went, God, man, guys, you should have dubbed in like the Ring of Honor announcers yelling super kick over that. We did it. It just made it that much more awesome.
It was pretty awesome when watching it. So,
hey, if any fans out there want to take it, make edits, add some spice to it, be my guest.
All right. But more importantly, sad to see Mark go. I mean, you know, you can't lose Sparklebeard. And the biggest thing I wanted to talk about was just NXT tonight. I mean, the 2 out of 3 falls match looks pretty good. I think Ty Dillinger is honestly going to kind of show why he's actually been given a second chance in the company, because, I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff within him, more as a journeyman in the tag team divisions, but I've seen a lot of potential with him, and I think that Bobby Roode is actually going to be able to help him showcase what he can do. But more importantly, Mickie James is back, and I've been a mark for Mickie longer than I've been a mark for AJ, so I'm just like, I'm like blowing up inside because I get to see Mickie James wrestle again.
Yeah, we're going to be there live. We love Mickie James, man. She's a friend of the show. You know what? She smells wonderful. Every time we've ever seen her backstage, she comes around and hugs us all and gives us really tight ones, and she smells wonderful. And then she doesn't sweat. She sweats perfume, man, and sweet. It gets all over you. You smell like Mickie James. She glistens. Yeah,
well, that's the glitter.
She's actually a pretty cool chick, believe it or not. Even though it sounds like I'm being facetious by saying that, she really was really cool to us. So I really liked her a lot. And you know, she's married
I'm sure I've met her. I'm sure I met her like before she was famous, kind of thing. Because, like, honestly, I used to work at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. And if you live in the area that she lives in and stuff like that, almost everybody has a season pass. So when I was probably 15, 16 years old or whatever, she probably came through the park and I probably met her. And, you know, it was one of those before you're famous kind of things, most likely.
It was a pre-silicone.
I cannot confirm or deny, but it's a very high possibility.
It was a pre-silicone days for her, too, back then, we'll say. And Alexis Lurie, I believe, she went by when she was indie wrestling back then. Actually, when she was in TNA, she was Alexis Lurie, and she was with CM Punk's group back then. So it was a while ago. And she kind of popped up at the end of ECW as it was ending. I don't know if she got involved with ECW before Heyman went bankrupt, but I think she was doing something with them at one point. So, yeah, she's been doing this wrestling thing for a while. So, yeah, who knows, you know? I mean, you bump into these guys all the time, and then you're just like, there was a guy named Chill, what was his name? Chilly Willie?
Yeah, Chilly Willie.
He used to work as a security guard at Midtown Plaza, where our radio station used to be. And he went and worked, and he got a job with ECW, and he was wrestling on TV every week. And then we went up and talked to him. He goes, oh, I was one of the redcoats there. It's like, you are kidding me, because that's all the security he did had was redcoats at Midtown Plaza, where our station was based. And he's like,
yeah.
And that was pretty cool. It's like, I never had a clue that guy was Chilly Willie, you know? But, you know, they.
Yep. And before I go, I'm going to go ahead and say this last thing. In my travels this week, I actually did get to visit the state of New York. I didn't get up to the Rochester area. I got to drive a semi truck through Manhattan, which is always a pleasure. So I just want to let y'all know I was actually in the state this past week. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, man, you take it easy. I got to tell you, people always, you know, we're more Toronto, we're more Canada than we are New York City, that's for sure. We're much closer to that part of the state. But, hey, I'm glad you had a good time. Too bad you had to drive through New York City. That's terrible. It's a terrible drive, you know. It's like nobody, you know, that's why nobody drives there, is because it's so terrible. But 222-1280, Star Toys and number. Give us a call. We got, well, you mentioned TakeOver a little bit. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about TakeOver. We're all going there tonight. I started off this segment coming out talking about Nakamura and Joe in the 2 out of 3, which is going to be unbelievable. But what
that's,
else?
That's a regular fall match.
Is it regular?
The 2 out of 3 fall is the tag title.
I'm sorry.
Match.
That's right. Is that the
DIY versus the Revival, which is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the whole list here, and it's like, it's pretty nuts, man. We get the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Championship with the Authors of Pain versus TM61, which TM61 guys who had huge name before they ever came to NXT. I can't remember what they were called before, but
Mighty Don't Kneel.
That's right. Yeah. And they had such a reputation, and then they changed their name, but they still are incredible wrestlers. Danny, what are you thinking about? What's going to excite you besides the Joe Nakamura match?
I mean, the ones you called out, I'm really, really excited to see DIY Revival in that 2 out of 3 falls match. But I am fully anticipating Ty Dillinger, Bobby Roode just absolutely stealing that show. I think the crowd is going to be so hyped during that match.
Yeah, it's interesting that they finally, when they did the video package this week, they acknowledged the fact that Ty Dillinger had been there before, and that they didn't say he was Gavin Spears, but he was Gavin Spears in the old ECW, and they went through that whole thing and how he had to fight back to get his spot back and all that stuff.
You guys don't know, but he's from around here too,
he's
right?
He's from Niagara Falls.
Yeah, he's not from Niagara Falls. So we used to see him wrestle here all the time on the shows in Buffalo and Toronto. He would always, he'd be like a...
He used to wrestle as Sean Spears back then.
Sean Spears. years. He wrestled. I remember he wrestled in Rochester a couple times. So he's been here. I remember, and he kind of got let go and then brought back. And I mean, right now he's like kind of like the avenue to the stars because it seems like the guys he wrestles all of a sudden show up on network TV.
I have a feeling that's going to change, and he's going to become one of the stars. So I think they're going to start pushing him heavily.
And he was on ECW, wasn't he? Yeah, as Gavin Spears, he was. In the short time it was alive.
I still want to call my shot for January's Royal Rumble. He needs to debut.
I like that.
At number 10.
Why not?
That would be great.
The place would go nuts.
Why not?
The place would explode.
There's a lot of guys that should be up there.
Here's why they won't do it, though. Because it's way too awesome. And it's not their idea.
You know what would be a great idea? You know what they'd be really cool is if they did an NXT Royal Rumble the night before to the winner of that gets to go to the Royal Rumble. You know, have it kind of like, and so then they could do back-to-back shows with Royal Rumbles and have the winner make it to the WWE one.
I know that's the big plan now. They're saying now with the big four pay-per-views, from now on, it's going to be four straight nights of wrestling in that host city where they're going to do NXT, the big WWE pay-per-view, Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, and they...
It's not bad. I like that. It worked great with Brooklyn the last couple years, so, I mean, it definitely,
Oh, they're doing it with Brooklyn. They're doing it this time with Toronto. I know they're going to do it. They have already planned out for next Survivor Series. I believe it's Houston or something like that, where they have that announced already, which is weird that they announced it a year early, but, WrestleMania, they'll do it. I'm sure they'll do it at Royal Rumble, too.
Probably. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. We got Brian from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys, I got two questions. One, what Team Reigns of the Divas will win that match on Sunday? And my other question is, do you think the Cruiserweights will go to SmackDown after this Sunday?
Okay. Let's take them in the order you asked them. Who will win the women's match?
Will it be the Raw brand or SmackDown?
That's a good question. I mean, you know what? If Charlotte's on the team and she's undefeated on pay-per-views, that you could always bet that way. I don't know.
You could also, you could have her not be the one that costs the team. I don't know.
Sure. And Becky Lynch is getting a huge mega push. So I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go with Raw. I'll stick with Raw because they have 3 hours.
Charlotte last woman standing. That's my guess. Just the way they've been pushing her.
I don't want to see any clean sweeps. That's for sure. I hope we get, I hope we get some eliminations, as it goes down.
We'll put it this way. They have 6 matches planned and 4 hours to fill.
Yeah. Well, and what? They have what? What's a tag team? It's 4-on-4 tag teams.
5-on-5.
5-on-5. So you got 20 guys around the ring.
So you won't see anything.
Yeah. If you're in the front row, you're going to see people's backs and butts the whole time. Maybe some people would like that, But yes. 1280 Star 20. Ryan, second question you asked is obviously the Cruiserweight TV show is starting on SmackDown right after Thanksgiving. I'm guessing that's where it's going to fall. We'll see. I mean, would that be who is it that's taking him on? Who's the one on SmackDown?
Kalisto.
Kalisto fits the description of the Cruiserweights.
And they want to push him because it gives them a Latin star.
Yes, it does. So
it also would give him an established. For people who haven't watched the network and didn't watch Cruiserweight Classic, it's an established wrestler on SmackDown who's been on Raw that people in the crowd are going to know, which can only help at this point.
And he could finally fulfill his promise to do a good lucha thing.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
222-1280, Star Toys is the number. We got to take a break. You can also text us at that number, too, if you want. If you feel so inclined, you can text us, and we're looking for your texts. So why don't we could take a break, and we'll do a little Austin Aries music going in. I dig him, and we'll see him roll back real soon. They had a big press conference in WWE this past week because WrestleMania tickets went on sale. Did you buy your WrestleMania ticket? If you didn't, you can get it now. They had it looked like a pretty cool NXT full sale. The full sale studios were relocated in front of the arena downtown in Orlando for the on sale dates. Danny, are you thinking about it this year? I know we've talked a few times.
It's possible me and my wife don't have the vacation planned for the spring, so it's been a couple of years. I'd like to get back.
Yeah, it would be fun, especially in Orlando. Such an easy jaunt from Rochester. It's like.
And honestly, too, I'd love to see the improvements they made to that stadium. Because for WrestleMania 24, I'll be honest, that place was a dump. It was a dump. Let's not forget, this is the place that lost
power in the middle of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, and didn't Undertaker get lit on fire or something?
Oh, yeah, Undertaker's pyro sent a whole bunch of people to the hospital.
Yeah, that too, at the end of the night. So, well, maybe we'll talk more about that on the flip side. But we got to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280. You can text us to that the number if you're so inclined and shy you don't want to call. And we'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Seen it as us versus them.
Don't act like we're just a David trying to get one slingshot at Goliath.
It's because we blow them away.
Let's go!
Giving you the best sports talk you deserve.
I'm here to look at a story and talk about it.
From our insiders to the voices you trust.
Because you just trusted that voice.
This is what you deserve 24/7, 365.
Learn it. Live it. Love it.
Right here.
Everybody get that?
Yeah. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
In those great independent restaurants we all know and love. But you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Saturday night, it's a Pac-12 showdown when Washington hosts Arizona State. Coverage kicks off Saturday night at 7, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Man, I dig this. I dig this theme so much. And they're so much better than the team is. Welcome back to the show.
That's harsh.
I know.
Music for the Jab Squad.
Yeah, I dig it, man. I think it's just a cool tune, man. I love all this new music. Thank you, Danny, for putting that together for me.
Are we bringing that for our road trip?
Do you want it?
Oh, my God, yeah, we should do that. In honor of Artiste, we'll just pick the most obnoxious theme music and just put it on a never-ending loop.
You know, I have some roller derby friends, and they were on a trip this weekend, and I told them all about that whole Bella Twins theme, and they heard it, what was it, 47 times, I think, that it was. Rob, if you're out there listening, give us a call and straighten us out. But they said, no, not in my car. You know, that's what all I heard.
Here's my nominee for a song we should listen to on the way up to Toronto to torture ourselves. Girl Bye by Ariane.
Cameron, former Cameron of WWE. She's not even with her boyfriend anymore, apparently. Remember that big doofus guy that was on... By the way, Divas showed up this week on E! If you had it set for your DVR, all of a sudden something was taping on Wednesday night. You know, that's what it was.
According to the ratings, though, nobody else noticed.
But you know what? It seems like nobody noticed the Bella show was on, and they got a second season out of it.
The Bella show is terrible.
The Bella show, it draws like about the same amount as TNA does, and TNA is on so many fewer markets than, you know, the E! Network, so... I did watch some of the, because there was this, there was actually some conflict on this week's, Total Divas show. Maurice came on, you know, Maurice, the Miz's wife.
Yes, we do.
And she talks about how she got screwed out of money by the Bellas when they were renegotiating a contract. They were going to do like all for one and one for all. And then she didn't hear from the Bellas for a long time. And then the Bellas said, hey, yeah, we re-signed and, we did it without you. And so Maurice was like, man, they screwed me out of money, you know, and she was not working for WWE for 2.5 years because of that. I thought that was interesting, you know. It's like, I like that stuff. It's the dirt and stuff from the world of wrestling, but I like that, and I like Paige. I don't care. I don't care if Paige looks like she's, you know, friends with a dealer or something or whatever her issues are. You know, I mean, she's a lot of fun on that show, and it's a shame that, you know, because of her neck surgery, she's really pretty much out of all their trips and stuff this year.
And because she has a poppy.
Yeah, a poppy. And in fact, Alberto Del Rio's restaurant opened yesterday, and they had a huge opening. I'm not even sure where it is, to be honest with you. Still haven't seen the address to it, but if you followed Paige on Instagram or Twitter, you saw that she was doing a signing with him, with Poppy.
And
did she get that office approved?
By the way, did you guys see the sign Poppy out in the crowd at Monday Night Raw? Why do people make these signs? You know, there's some
nothing's ever going to top the sign from the Nitro and Rogers that said Bret Hart humps goats.
Yeah. 2-2-2-12.
It was just so random.
2-2-2-12-80 Star Toys number. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. Tell us if you saw a good sign. I know there was a pain clinic sign floating around. It's funny is every time we get a pain clinic sign on someone sees it in the crowd, they always take a picture and then they text it or they tweet it to us and they go, there you are, and it's like, no, that's not me, man.
Just take advantage, cash, be like, yep,
yeah,
there we are.
That's me. Yeah,
that's all of us.
Yeah, I didn't bring any signs when we were there. We were pretty close, too. We were 12th row, you know, so you could tell from, if you go back to our Facebook page, you can see the shots I took from where we were sitting. Really, really good shots of Goldberg and Lesnar in the, you know, staring each other down, you know, which... You know, I'm not too thrilled. I don't care either way about the match, to be honest with you. And now it comes out more that Goldberg got hurt training or whatever. So who knows what we're going to get in the main event of this pay-per-view coming up.
You say he got hurt training. I say he had an unfortunate run-in with Tommy Brewington, one of the security guards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
Could have been Kevin Bennett.
Could have been Kevin Bennett, yeah, maybe Rex Atkins.
I saw Kevin Bennett there. Yeah, I saw all of them. They're up in the ring, you know? So it was like, I couldn't see when I was sitting there. I had to watch it back on TV, and I could see clear as day who the guys were in the ring. But
I will say this. Last night at the IWF show, when Tommy Brewington got in a match, we all started chanting, Tommy broke Goldberg.
You know, that was sad. But if you guys didn't know or not, when they had the security guards, they're all guys from the Buffalo, Rochester, Toronto area that were playing the security guards, and it was pretty cool. Did you guys know that when you were watching it on TV, could you see them clear as day? When
I kind of had a heads up from some of my other inside sources.
Gotcha.
So I caught it when I, you know me, I don't have cable, so I watched the replays the next night on Hulu, but. I was definitely having a keener eye on that segment because I knew some local guys were going to be involved.
And, you know, and whenever they come around here, they definitely work in the local guys, especially for TV. So people have played all sorts of different characters. I would love to do it. I'd offer it. So, you know, why not? That'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? One thing they announced when they were in Buffalo for Monday Night Raw is they said that they had an announcement during the middle of the night that wasn't on TV where they said that they're coming back in March to Buffalo. And they said Brock Lesnar is going to be wrestling on a house show in Buffalo. They said the date is, let's see, where is it? March 10th live in Rochester, and they said Brock Lesnar will be working the show. This will be before WrestleMania. So we're talking like a couple weeks before WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar will be in Buffalo. And I'm guessing, they didn't say who his opponent was, but it may be the very same guy who was in the ring with him on Monday night. But they're not saying whose opponent is going to be at WrestleMania yet. I guess we're waiting to see if Goldberg lives through this match on Sunday. You know that's an option. But I thought that was pretty cool that they announced that he was going to be coming to, you know, back to Buffalo for a non-televised. What do you guys think about that? I know that he's done a few of them. He's doing one in Mexico in December.
Yeah, it seems that they, like, bigger markets they've been doing. I think he did in Chicago earlier against Orton or something like that. But Buffalo, it apparently jumped up to the top of their list if they're going to bring, you know, Lesnar in for a live event.
Maybe we're no longer a B-plus area.
Well, Buffalo, I think, was an A, and we were...
Oh, was Buffalo an A?
Yeah, Rochester was the lower. Rochester was the... They're going to sell this May tickets regardless of what we do, so that's always fun.
We that's right, because I remember that was the evaluation back yes. when we had the list of the shows and the one that didn't come here. Because it was supposed to, but because I think the circus was in town or something that day or something, maybe Disney on Ice, I don't know.
Now, while we're talking about Lesnar, Goldberg, Cash, I wanted to ask you a question, because you were at Raw... Like, with that whole segment, did you get the feeling that people were legitimately...
Chanting Goldberg?
Excited. Not only chanting Goldberg, but, like, was there a buzz? Were people legitimately looking forward to this? Like,
You know what?
You know me, I'm jaded. I've said it. I'm not looking forward to it at all. I'm just interested at what kind of, like, real-life, you know, response this is getting.
Yeah, you know, it was. They were loud for Goldberg. There was the Goldberg chant going over and over and over. It was, you know... I'm not, and I haven't been since it was announced, but I'm not going to take it away from the people who were like going nuts and having the Goldberg signs. And there's people are very excited. I think, you know, when you're out of the ring for 12 years, you know, it's, you lost a lot of people in that period, you know? And I mean, I don't know. I'm biased and I'm scorned by the business to be able to get behind this whole thing, you know? And it's going to be the main event of the pay-per-view. It's going to be the main event. And
hopefully it ends differently than the Brock Lesnar Randy Orton match.
Yeah, actually, that was pretty cool. I kind of, you know, just because the big question.
Chris Jericho fight Brock Lesnar backstage.
Yeah, that big question mark is, you know, that what happened between Randy Orton and Brock Lesnar last time Brock was in the ring was that supposed to happen? And clear as day, it was. And not everybody knew the story because Chris Jericho got in his face in the back. You know, Chris Jericho, he's become quite the locker room leader with that company. You know, it's like, you know, but enough to go up against Brock Lesnar. I don't know. That's kind of tough, you know.
Chris Jericho just gets in his face like, what's your problem, buddy?
I can't wait till Chris is in town.
I'm
here.
Not your buddy, guy.
I'm not your guy, friend.
Yeah.
I'm not your friend,
You
buddy.
Don't be it. All right. Yeah, I was going to say, he'll be here December 16th in Rochester. If you guys, your tickets, there's some still great seats available. Four seats.
They did announce two matches this week on the promos for it,
oh,
too.
Yeah?
We got Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns and a title versus title, and we got Seth Rollins versus Rusev.
Yeah, and you know what also is they have a special deal going on right now where you can get four tickets, I think, for $60. There's a special it's like a Groupon type deal going on right now for the show. I'll look it up here in a commercial break and be specific, but I saw if you go to Ticketmaster and you try to buy tickets, it'll give you this option for like a Groupon where you can get multiple tickets for the same price. So definitely look for it. There's still, you know, first, second, third, not first, but there's like, you know, fourth, fifth rows available on the floor still. So, you know, come on down. When you get that close to the guys, it's like, it's really cool. And house shows, I'm sorry, live events are so much better than TV shows, so much better than pay-per-views. Like I said, there's no downtime. And plus, the wrestlers don't do three-minute matches. They get a little bit more time out there, and they work the crowd. So if you're sitting around the ring, they'll work the crowd into stuff, and they'll, like, you know, and they'll play games with you, and they'll have a good time. And even The Miz will lay on his face and yell Jeff Tool at you like he did us when we were sitting in the front, and we were harassing him before the show, and then he, like, was harassing us back as he was selling an injury in front of us. So not to disturb or break up anyone's idea of what wrestling is like, but we got to go to break right now. We got one more segment. You know, we haven't even really talked about the actual pay-per-view yet. We're gonna have to do our predictions. Maybe we can squeeze them in this last segment. You know, if not, I say we lock the doors and we stay in for another hour, but that's just me being optimistic. We'll see what happens. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey folks, we are back at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. Tom Park right here on West Ridge Road. Now, each week we have some incredible specials going on here at Fusillo's, but I gotta think, this one needs to go all month long. Check this out. 2014 Hyundai Accent GLS for $11,888 plus your tax, tags, and DMV. It's a prior rental with 38,077 miles. 2014 Hyundai Accent GLS, only $11,888 plus your tax, tags, and DMV. And you'll find that's just one example of the huge selection of pre-owned inventory that we have available right here at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. You can see a lot of it online at Fusillo.com, mobile on your smartphone, and of course, here 7 days a week at Fusillo Hyundai. Prior sales are excluded, so you want to stop by the dealership for complete details. Pricing is available November 1st, 2016 through November 30th, 2016. Open Sundays at Fusillo Hyundai. It's huge.
It's football season, and you deserve a nice cold Labatt Blue. Visit Hooligan's Woodfire Pizza Grill in Greece, Jeremiah's Tavern, and Merchant's Grill all season long to score Labatt features for every Monday, Thursday, and...
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, someone else, and you. Thank you so much for listening. Why are you guys shaking your heads? Did I miss something?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, I want to let people know that we're going to be out at Salvatore's in the Garage Door December 10th for UFC 206. You can also catch it at Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. Say that so many times, too many S's in a row. That will be December 10th, 10 p.m. start time, main event, Anthony Rumble Johnson versus the champ, Daniel Cormier, for the light heavyweight title. There'll be all sorts of great fights. It's going to emanate from Toronto, where we're going in just a few hours to see Samoa Joe. More than Samoa Joe. I like Ty Dillinger. I like a lot of the guys.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura. I mean, listen, we're seeing him live. I'm excited about that. You know, I mean, because after, you know, I mean, it's not like he came over here a lot of times when he was, you know, not working for NXT or WWE, you know?
Have you been practicing for the sing-alongs?
The sing-alongs? We're going to do...
That's maybe, what we'll work on the car.
That's what we'll work on in the car. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. If you have a comment or a question, if you want to talk about Monday Night Raw in Buffalo, still got to get to our Survivor Series stuff. And I didn't really give my opinion on an Undertaker, but what were you going to say, Dan?
I was just going to say, I did confirm for you. If you go to the Ticketmaster website, you're looking for tickets for WWE Live in Rochester in December. They're offering something called a Me Plus 3 4-pack.
Me Plus 3 4-pack, right. And it's pretty inexpensive. For, you know, it'd be a great early Christmas gift for anybody, or early Hanukkah gift.
Each ticket ranges in price from $18.75 to $56.25. I just did a quick search. I can get four tickets, $56 a piece, three rows up in the 100s.
Nice.
Almost dead on.
And those are great seats to be able to see. You can see everything in the ring in those seats. So definitely, maybe we'll get some, you know, but you heard Paulie when he was on earlier talking about this this thing about how we're going to have the Brother Wheeze, what was it again? The Brother Wheeze party suite.
Danger's already got his tickets. Cash, you're going to be sitting front row.
Possibly.
I haven't purchased anything yet. Hey, come on, Paulie. I'll be your date. I could do undisclosed favors.
Whatever those may be.
Whatever those may be.
222-1280, Star 12A. Now, we were talking about The Undertaker a little bit earlier, and I didn't give a chance to spew what I was thinking about him. I think, him coming out and basically, you know, what's funny is Stephanie McMahon and Mick Foley threatened all the Raw people in the main event for Survivor Series by, you know, dangling their contracts in front of them as they are preparing, you know, for the big match and a little bit of a locker room, you know, do one for the Gipper. And then The Undertaker comes out and does a do one for the Gipper on SmackDown Live on Tuesday. And he kind of says the same thing. He goes, it's, you know, losing is not a shame, but you're going to answer to me or whatever, you know? And it's like, SmackDown's always been my second home. I debuted, you know, on Survivor Series. Is there a chance in any world, is there a chance Shane McMahon's not going to be the fifth member of SmackDown and it's going to be The Undertaker? Is that what we're getting from what he said, those two sentences? I know.
I don't like the idea of really either one, but Shane does not belong in that match. Shane has to go.
He's so impressive, though.
He's brave. He can jump off of high things.
He has no fears.
But I'm worried that they kind of put an exclamation point on the fact that SmackDown isn't winning.
Yeah. And that's the gist I'm getting to. And even with the women's, too, I don't feel the women's are given a fair shake either in the whole deal. And then they're going to lose. I mean, if everything goes right, The Miz will be on Monday Night Raw the following day because he's going to, you know, he, or not him, the belt will be on. I mean, then I'm thinking maybe that Daniel Bryan talked about trading him at one point. So that could certainly happen, too. I don't know. I mean, it seemed like one time they were actually setting something up between Daniel Bryan and The Miz, and then it kind of got put in the wayside for a while.
They kind of went back to it a little bit when he told him he wasn't on the team, though.
Yeah, no, they have this just a little relationship that's always a little, you know, they like, you know, poke each other, you know, poking the bear back and forth, you know. So I mean, you know, it could be working up to it. Hopefully they are. Hopefully Daniel Bryan can actually get in the ring again. So. You know, and we're coming to the end of the show, and we still have not talked, you know, specific matches on Survivor Series. So this is what I'm saying. There's these door chucks that we can put in the doors so they can't get in. This is what we're going to do is we're going to jam these doors, and we're going to stay for another hour and talk about Survivor Series. Now, if you come back for the next hour and it does start with a pain clinic, it means we are successful. If it doesn't, then please, we need the bail money now.
We'll be American, too. It won't be Canadian.
Yeah, we'll be in America still, but we definitely will need it now. But I'm just going to throw this out now that I'm not leaving. I'm going to sit down on the ground, and if we come back and there's commercial break and we come back after and we're still on the air here, then we're successful. But then, you know, then we're going to run at noon and get out of here so we don't get arrested. So, but I'm just saying, if you want to talk more wrestling, then be prepared for another hour because we're going to be on the flip side. We get 2 hours of the Pain Clinic today. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280, and I see the soccer guys, and they're drooling, and they brought the soccer balls, and they're throwing them at the doors. You'll never break a window with that soccer ball if you keep throwing it at it. So just have faith. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to a second hour of the Pain Clinic. If you're tuning in to listen to Kick This, they'll be back next week. We've got the doors barricaded, and they're not able to get in, and they've been pounding since the commercial break started. So it's okay. We're good, man. Just don't expend your energy. You know, go get an orange slice or something. You'll be doing good. But we want to talk more about pro wrestling, and we didn't even get a chance to promote Survivor Series this weekend. We didn't talk about the specific matches and whatnot, but now let me introduce you first. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, and Danger Boy, and I see they're pounding on the window. If you hear that real close, they're trying to get in. We're taking your calls. We're going to talk another hour of pro wrestling, and listen, you guys, we'll give it back to you next week, but this is very important to talk about this big pay-per-view, and we're leaving for Toronto as soon as we get off the air. That's not if we're not arrested first, and then maybe we'll get a police escort to the border. They'll kick us out of the country. That certainly could happen, but guys, we're here for a second hour. Before we get too far, the phones have been on fire already, and man, they are really hitting it out there. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Man, someone's out there trying to, I mean, they're seriously trying to blow the door open, but we've got...
They can't be a soccer guy. They don't have the kind of power.
Yeah, oh, I don't know. They do have a lot of power. Those are the best athletes in the world are soccer guys. Okay, we've got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I am jealous. I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I am jealous in every way, shape, or form that you get to go tonight. I don't know if I'd want to go to the Survivor Series, but there's no way I would miss an NXT TakeOver. It's a better card, at least on paper, to me.
It's close. It's within driving distance. It's only a couple hours to Toronto. And, you can always hope that maybe NXT will do a smaller tour and hit places around here eventually. But so far, the closest they've come is Cleveland, I think. So we really haven't
had...
Albany, that's right. They're in Albany, too. Cleveland and Albany, about the same distance, I think,
Remember, before they announced this Toronto TakeOver show, they were supposed to be in St. Catharines, which I had circled on my calendar.
That's right, and that's actually, and then the only good thing about them canceling is because we got this right after
exactly.
So, and that was supposed to be like last week, I believe.
According it was September.
Oh, September.
It was supposed to be 3 days after I had surgery. It was it was Toronto, and then St. Catharines, and I think like Mississauga or something like that.
Yeah, so there was don't be jealous. We'll tell you it's a terrible show when we come back.
Be jealous.
There are probably still great seats available too if you want to. You know, if you can get across the border, up into Canada, and the money, the dollar is worth quite a bit more up there than it is here too.
And there's poutine.
Well, there's poutine here too, but there's poutine there everywhere. You get poutine and Wendy's there. Okay.
Apparently, the United States government has a problem with me crossing a border, so I'll be staying home and watching it on the network tonight because I've been trying to get my passport and I'm not getting it, so I'm stuck home.
Bummer, man. So, what match on the TakeOver are you most looking forward to? I mean, obviously, you're a huge Nakamura fan. I know that.
I'm a huge Nakamura fan, but I'll be honest with you. If I read this right, I hadn't seen it announced. I'll admit, I've missed the last two NXT shows. Did I hear that DIY is fighting the Revival in a 2-out-of-3 falls match?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's going to be the match of the night. As great as some of the other matches are, the fact that you're going to have the best tag team in the two best tag teams in NXT, and I don't think anybody can argue that, and they're going to go 2-out-of-3 falls for the championship. That's a great match. I think I honestly think it might be time for the Revival to come up. I think there's a spot for them on SmackDown. So maybe they'll give it to DIY, or maybe it'll do the opposite. DIY will lose and come up too. But I'd love to see both teams on the main roster. I just don't know when it's going to happen.
Are you a fan of the Authors of Pain? And
No.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people because they're not athletically – I mean, they're big guys, yes, but they're not like your atypical, you know, behemoths from WWE, you know?
To me, the Authors of Pain is just like proof that somewhere Vince McMahon has tried to make a cloning machine, and that's the best he could come to Roman Reigns' clones.
Okay.
I've been a big fan of the Mighty Don't Kneel for a long time. So and for those of you who don't know, the Mighty Don't Kneel, if you go out and look on YouTube, that's TM61. So if you actually want to see TM61 before they were in WWE, go look up the Mighty Don't Kneel.
I think we talked about that last hour, but go ahead.
Oh, fine. I'll just rehash it because I want to.
Sure, why not?
But I really like the Mighty Don't Kneel. I think that with Ellering out, they were kind of exposed, at least, you know, as it looks by DIY, about how well a smaller team can outmaneuver them and just take them down, take them apart piece by piece. They took a lot of punishment in the semis. So I think that'll be another decent match, if not a great match. Obviously, Nakamura Joe is going to be amazing. And what really kind of interests me about this whole weekend is they don't normally do any kind of event in Toronto because of the way the crowd reacts. I remember the last time they were in Toronto, I think, was a SummerSlam a long time ago. And it was Eugene and Triple H. And obviously they had Eugene being the bullied character. But the Toronto crowd, and it was amazing to watch. I was there, just absolutely hated Eugene. I mean, hated him.
Oh, no.
And and Triple H was beating the crap out of Eugene. And the place went nuts just laughing and poking fun at it. They cheered JBL. They cheered Randy Orton when Randy Orton won the title. It was an interesting experience, and I'm really curious to see how the Toronto crowd handles what WWE wants us to believe are the good guys and versus what WWE wants us to believe are the bad guys. Because you know Owens and Jericho are just going to get insane pops when they walk out.
You know, it reminds me of when John Cena took on Edge for the WWE Heavyweight title in a tables, ladders, and chair match in the main event up in Toronto. And I was like, the whole time they were building up, I was like, how are they going to get Edge booed in Toronto? How is it going to happen? And they tried. And they tried to get him booed. They tried to get him booed before the match. Just couldn't happen. And John Cena ended up winning that match and winning the title there. But it was like, it was just one of those ones where you just have to give up on the crowd, I think. You know, I mean, let them do what they want to do. It's much like the night after WrestleMania. You just can't control who they're going to. Anytime, it's like when Bret Hart, anytime he's in Toronto, yes, he's great. But when he was doing the anti-American thing, anytime in America, he was booed. So it's a different world up there. But, you know, I think that because there's no outstanding, besides Chris Jericho, who's really an outstanding Canadian. I mean, that's why they wanted
Kevin Owens.
But that's why they wanted Trish Stratus originally to go up against Azuka. And Trish Stratus came out and said she was pregnant, so she couldn't do it. So that originally they wanted to have a super baby face taking on Azuka, and that was going to be that. But because Trish is pregnant, you can't do that. So they went with the next best thing, Mickey James, I guess.
I don't mind looking at Mickey James. I don't mind watching Mickey James wrestle. So I'm happy that she's back.
You didn't by any chance take tickets from her in Busch Gardens, did you?
No.
Oh, no, that was, sorry, Rashawn. He was telling that story last hour. But,
God.
Yeah, you have
now
to go back.
I have to ask one more question. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but has Mark's jaw been found yet?
Yeah, I mean, he took it once, and he survived last week, and then happened again last night at the IWF show out in Brockport. And if you want to see it, go to our Facebook page, Pain Clinic on Facebook.
I was gonna say, there's a little here by the door. There's a little in Brockport.
He's got DNA everywhere now, man.
He took it like a champ. Right.
He did take it like a champ, but I don't think that I don't think he's done yet. That man's very pig-headed.
Did you ever see the movie Hannibal?
Yes.
You know the bad guy?
Yeah.
Who has like no jaw?
Yeah.
That's gonna be Mark if he keeps going at the rate he's going.
Yeah.
Card out,
James
Card
Ellsworth.
Out.
All right. Thank. Thanks.
Mark Ellsworth.
It's Mark Ellsworth in the No Chin Music. All right. Thanks for calling, brother.
All right. You guys have fun. Enjoy yourselves. Don't get arrested, or at least Make sure you have fun before you do.
And don't forget, next week we'll be talking all about NXT Adventures. So definitely check it out. Thank you for calling, man. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You can text us at that number, too. I haven't seen a lot of texts. I usually enjoy a Fantasia would make a good booker. Tell him I said it, Rashawn. Okay. Rashawn also said something about Stephanie McMahon pandering. If you saw Monday night, she pandered to Enzo and Cass. She did their, you know, and then she did the New Day, and it was like, I hate when, you know, it's like, what is she playing? What character did she feel she has to get the crowd going by doing their trademark lines?
Here's,
you know,
here's why I don't get about this whole thing. So Stephanie and Shane are supposed to be like the general managers or the commissioners, and they have general managers and whatnot. If you hired somebody to do all your day to day hands on stuff, why are you still there every day doing the day to day hands on stuff?
Well, yeah.
Or do they need two people?
Maybe they have trust issues.
Or threatening their commissioners' jobs when they aren't doing a good job, though they're there still. And they could easily just, you know, I don't know. You know what? It's just put more people on TV, I think. 222-1280, star 12 is a number if you have a comment or a question. We are talking. Uh-oh. One of those people are starting to get in, man. They're just really fighting at the door, man. Oh, my gosh. It's pushing. We had the chuck in the door.
All right, are you guys freaking kidding me?
It's Fantasia.
Listening.
He's breaking stuff.
First of all, this show is nothing without me. Just like I said last week, my jaw is fine. All right, it hurts. It does. But, Eric, I'm coming for you.
He's drooling all over himself.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I mean, you got nice.
That's nothing new.
I never realized what an Adidas footprint looked like on the side of your chin there.
How dare you guys close the door on me? I had a whole bunch of soccer balls thrown at me on the way in here. And let me say something for you. It's Asuka, not Azuka. It's Asuka. This is why you need me on the show.
That's why he was like sitting out in the car listening to me talk on the radio. Mark Fantasia, how'd you get past the soccer guys getting in here? And plus, how'd the door close behind you? Because they're still trying to throw in the balls at the door trying to get in.
I'm in a lot of pain right now. I got to be honest with you.
You know, there is a security guard here coming up to escort you out here in just a second. So, but Mark Fantasia. Whoa.
Put the crutch down, Danger.
Danger's
Mark,
got a crutch.
I told you, you're not allowed back in here. You quit. No, I'm taking over the show. I'm taking over. This is my show.
We got to go to break, folks. This is not ending well. Oh my God. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Attention, please. It seems that we have a lost child at ringside. Would his parents please come and pick him up right now? Hey, you! Hey, you right over there. You know, you're a pretty weird-looking guy. You know that? You know what happens to weird-looking guys here on Raw? You know what happens, Vince McMahon, to weird-looking guys here on Raw? You just made the list!
Oh, no.
That brings me to the second reason I'm out here. At this year's Survivor Series, there's no reason to fear failure. But if you fail, you will have reason to fear the dead man. Team Raw, better rest in peace.
Hello, listener.
My God, who are you? Who are you?
Pay attention, because I'm only going to say this once. I'm in your house right now.
What?
Oh, my God!
The second you change the station.
I won't do it.
I'll leave your refrigerator door open.
Why would you do that?
Don't get crazy.
I'll be in your toilet.
You know, you're a monster.
And then, I'll let it mellow. Thanks for listening. Forever.
This is Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Fox Sports 1280 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. Dan Patrick. Weekday mornings, 9 till noon.
On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
New England Patriots head west to meet the San Francisco 49ers. 9 hours of game day coverage kicks off at 1:30 Sunday. Only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Makes me better than you, and on Sunday I am going to prove it.
You're gonna prove it? Kevin Owens, the only thing you've proved is that you're still stuck on Chris Jericho's sugar tit.
I concur with your assessment, Mr. Goldberg, which is why, sir, I implore you to perhaps simply consider my opinion that
I think you should shut up and consider getting these rent-a-cops out of the ring so the only two real men in this damn ring can get it on.
I'm Bill Goldberg. When I'm in Rochester, I listen to the Pain Clinic. Listen to it or I'll kill you.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Brian Burke, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and yes, the trash has been taken out.
Thank God.
That wasn't good, man. I don't know how he got past the soccer guys trying to get in, but somehow he squeezed his way through.
He's just lucky I'm still laid up and can only use a crutch.
I think it's with that broken jaw missing, the chin missing, he was able to sneak through like James Ellsworth would, you know?
He shouldn't have cut his hair like that either.
Yeah. Ooh.
He's taking the Ellsworth thing a little too far.
Interesting look, you know? It's like, welcome back to the show. We're here to talk the world of pro wrestling. We're going to go through and give our predictions for Survivor Series this weekend. Danny?
I was just going to say, real quick, before we dive into Survivor Series, because we got a lot to talk about, yeah. I do want to give a shout-out to everybody that worked the IWF show last night in Brockport. Another great show put on by those guys. Can't wait for the next one. They're going to do a Royal Rumble match.
Ooh,
in January. I can't wait.
Favorite match.
Oh, it's going to be so good. And Mark House and Sean Carr tore the house down last night.
Yeah.
I've never seen the crowd in Brockport so heated for a match. It was awesome.
Awesome. Very cool. Good to do. So, yeah, definitely thumbs up from Danny. And when are they coming again? When's it again?
January 27th, they'll be back in Brockport.
222-1280 starts with his number. Before we get into talking our predictions and everything and talking about things that might happen, we're going to go to Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys.
Troy, thank you for getting us back to sane, because it was insane in here for a few minutes with Mark Van. See, Danger Boy's got crutches. He used to have like this little wheeled thing, but now he's kind of graduated to crutches because of his reconstruction of his ankle. And so now, so Mark grabbed one of those crutches and was banging it, and then Danger Boy took it. And you might see the video eventually of Danger Boy hitting him in the gut, which put him down on the ground. And I mean, Mark has been kissing the ground a lot lately, so it's like you might want to wash his lips.
Radio version of ECW, huh?
Yeah, something like that. So how you doing, brother?
Good. is it me, or does Goldberg sweat a lot lately?
He's not getting a lot of sleep on that futon, man. That's what it is.
He's asleep.
I'm like, Goldberg is sweating.
Yeah, it's big time.
Yeah, he was sweating last week. Not last week. Was it last week or the week before? I thought it was just a jacket or something like that. I was like, God, Goldberg is sweating a lot lately.
Well, I mean, you know, he hasn't done actually the wrestling stuff yet. So wait till, I mean, some guys are sweaty. Okay, listen, I'll admit, I skate for the men's roller derby team here in town. I am soaking wet after a practice. So I'd be much like him. I'd be spraying out of everything. Every pore in my body would be spraying, sweat. So, I mean, it happens. You know, you watch those guys. Watch Randy Orton. He gets a nice glisten on him when he's wrestling.
I mean, they better have, like, wet floor signs ready, because Lesnar sweats a ton, too.
Yeah, he does.
Turns bright red. And
yeah, he changes colors and stuff.
I hope they both hydrate very well.
I didn't know he sweat that much, you know, from watching his old matches. I didn't know he was a sweater like that. I thought he was nervous or something.
He might have been nervous, too. I mean, you know, and I don't know, you know. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, yeah, it might be a slick floor there for the main event of Survivor Series. So,
You know what? Speaking of that match, I got a feeling we're not going to have a winner tomorrow between those two.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a winner. It's just not who everybody wants to win. You know, I think, you know, and I mean, because, You know, that's what happens in the world of wrestling is, I'll tell you a funny story. Let's go back in time about, 16, 17 years ago. Hulk Hogan, well, it's probably 20 years ago. Hulk Hogan lost the WWE heavyweight title to the Ultimate Warrior in WrestleMania 6 in Toronto. And it took all the way until he was in WCW and the NWO where they brought in the Ultimate Warrior where he was going to repay the, Hogan laying down and losing the title. The Warrior was going to do the same thing. And I don't know how many years it was after that match, but that, it's all a series of one-ups. You know, it's like, I won, now you owe me. Next time we're wrestling, you owe me. I mean, and that's what happened, which it's kind of crazy to think that's how it really works. And it's like, sounds like, kindergarten kind of stuff, but sometimes that's how it works,
I don't think it's going to be a winner. I believe it's going to be some kind of disqualification, interference or something, and they're going to have a rematch at WrestleMania. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I think we might have said that the last couple of weeks, too. So, a couple of times. I mean, it would make sense not to have a one and done, so.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to see him sweat all over WrestleMania then, too, right?
I don't mind the sweating. I just didn't notice it when he used to wrestle. I don't know if it was, at first I thought it was the jacket, it was hot or whatever. And then last week I seen it, I'm like, wow, he's sweating a lot.
You are a connoisseur of the sweaty man, huh?
that's my point. I'm a Goldberg fan. I was just wondering, did he ever used to do it sweat like that?
No,
back in the day he was in a lot better shape too because he was doing it all the time.
Yeah, that's one thing I was looking to when he took off his jacket or whatever. I mean, I was looking to see, I was looking at the biceps and all that to see if he's in shape and all. So
not helping your case, Eddie.
Nope. Stop digging, Troy. Stop digging.
That's okay, Troy. Anything else, brother?
Oh yeah. The Survivor Series, it's going to be all right. I don't think Undertaker is going to be in it though. I think maybe it is going to be Shane to go all the way in it.
Maybe. I mean, it's not a bad choice to put him in there. I don't have a problem with that. But, I mean, I just don't think that that's the solution to the team. Mm-hmm. I think they want to do a holy cow kind of moment.
Well, you're kind of also shooting down your own brand if you're saying, I've got all these wrestlers I could put in there. I could put any wrestler in here, and I'm going to pick Shane McMahon because he's better than all of you.
Mm-hmm. And I got one more question for you guys. How come Dolph drops the belt so early?
I think it's because the belt's going to transition to Raw, and he's staying on SmackDown. I mean, that's my guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I like it.
We got to take turns, Troy. My guess is that we're going to see Sami Zayn pick it up, and I think as great of a match that Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler would have been, that would have been a very, very split crowd. Whereas I think... putting The Miz against Sami Zayn, I think it puts a lot more momentum in Zayn's corner, and it'll be even better if he picks up the win, considering, his Sami Zayn's connections in Toronto and Canada in general.
And even better, they get to dump on The Miz on SmackDown for as long when he comes back, because he lost the belt. And, so interesting, I kind of like it better as a distinctive good, and because it's what I don't like about these five-member teams is they're filled with good and bad guys. But you have to pick a side, which one you like better. If you want SmackDown, then you have to root for those bad guys that are on that team. If you were for Raw, you want to root for those bad guys. But, those bad guys are all going to turn around and screw another one of the guys on the team at one time. So this really does leave a lot of weird things to happen during the match. A lot of, backstabbing. And you heard AJ Styles. He said he would just turn around and walk away if he would backstab that team in a second. So,
yeah, Big Show did it. So I wouldn't doubt it. So you think Raw's going to get the clean sweep? They're going to keep the cruiserweights?
No.
And they're going to take the Intercontinental?
No, I think they're going to take the Intercontinental and they're going to lose.
The cruiserweights are coming over.
And I think maybe even the U.S. title might come over to SmackDown, too. I don't know. Is that on the line,
no.
too?
No, it's not on the line. It's Roman Reigns is the champion.
But that's right. It can't be because he's the champs in the match. So, yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, we're going to see some swapping of titles. It's not a bad idea. It keeps things fresh, too, a little bit. And plus, like I said, because of SmackDown, as soon as SmackDown ends, that's when the show, the Cruiserweight show is going to start in the network. And it's like, you can't have the Cruiserweights traveling with Raw and SmackDown. It doesn't make any sense for the company. So, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. You can continue. I'm sorry about that.
Go ahead.
So I got another question. So the Royal Rumble winner, will they get to choose which brand they want, which brand title they want this year, they got to stick with the brand?
That's a very good question. I don't know how they're going to do it. I think last time they did it was they picked they always see the one that AJ Styles as being the bigger title, I think, of the two. Even though, you know, the Universal's a new one, so I don't know. I'm not really sure how they'll allow whatever brand they're on to pick that heavyweight champ. And, you know, then it kind of leaves the other champion up to someone else. They can set it up another storyline for that one.
I feel like last time they had the roster split, we saw it work both ways.
Yeah.
We saw it where the winner got to choose, or we saw it where if they were a member of Raw or SmackDown, they won, they would fight the Raw or SmackDown champion.
Interesting, yeah. We're not sure where the angle in which they're going to go to, but we can throw predictions on WrestleMania right now. I'm going to withdraw from doing that at the moment. But, Troy, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, 222-1280, Star Toys number. We have another call. And if you want to get in, we still got plenty of time to talk. We've got John from Greece here. John, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, and you?
We're doing fantastic.
I want to go a little off the beaten path. You guys have tons of knowledge, and you've seen the wrestling world transition to what it is today. Okay, so my question is, like I said, off the beaten path, as it progresses, stranger things are going to happen, as you've seen them happen. What would you think of the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather Jr. fight? Do you have any comment on that? I just want to, because you guys got so much knowledge.
Yeah, I love MMA. I mean, I do a show called The Cage Clinic with my friend Stu, I love MMA. And you know, I mean, Conor McGregor, it's in the news. We haven't really gotten to the news much today, but WWE is fighting hard to get Conor McGregor to do something with WWE Raw. I wouldn't mind seeing him. Conor McGregor's a smart man, and I don't think he really would go against Mayweather in a boxing match because it's a Mayweather's advantage, because McGregor can do everything and box, and that's all Mayweather does is box.
And
so,
let's be honest, Mayweather wouldn't give him enough of the purse.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of money on the line there. But yeah, I would love to see it, but I just don't. I mean, unless Conor McGregor has a couple warm up boxing matches to see how he really can do is just strictly boxing. I don't know if Conor McGregor could beat him. I mean, Mayweather's a great boxer because he wins in points. He doesn't knock people out.
No,
you know.
Okay, part two of my question is: do you think Conor McGregor can fit into the wrestling world?
Yes, without a doubt. I mean, as long as he knows you're not supposed to hurt the guy you're fighting in the ring. As long as he understands that, but he cuts promos better than anybody in the WWE. I mean, what he did after he won that fight last week, where he got up and demanded his second belt to be put over his shoulder, that was a WWE move if I've ever seen one. You know, he's like screaming for his second belt because he wanted to carry both of them around the octagon.
Last part of my question. I'll leave you alone. Who would he fight first? Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you. Who would he fight in the WWE first? He'd have to go right for the champion, I believe, if he was, he's that hot a commodity. He would be slingshotted into a main event, I think a main event fight. What do you put, Danger Boy? What are you thinking about that?
I'm thinking about it, and I'm picturing Conor McGregor is not the biggest individual.
No, he's a light.
And I know we have like smaller wrestlers, you know, more thinner, not as bulky wrestlers we had back in the day, but these guys are still hugely tower over this guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they'd have to play it off. So it may. I mean, Ziggler was a legitimate wrestler, and people talk about, I mean, Ric Flair straight up said that Ziggler would destroy McGregor in a real fight. So if they worked it that way, where Ziggler, McGregor would have to come in as a heel in the whole thing, so Ziggler would work, but it'd have to be someone, I think, more comparable to his size than someone other than, like, Roman Reigns or something. Someone else also that can make him look good.
Daniel Bryan?
Daniel Bryan would be a great pick if he could still wrestle.
If he could wrestle, yeah. I don't know. It's tough because, I mean, but remember, Floyd Mayweather beat the Big Show in a boxing match, okay? So does
and
it
no one bought it.
Does it matter what size is taking on each other when it comes to the world of predetermined outcomes?
No one cared about that match.
Does it really matter? Danny, you have thoughts on that? No? Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I want to get an opportunity right now to thank everybody who came out to Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon last Saturday for that incredible Madison Square Gardens card. Man, there was standing room only. There was no room for anybody, and we appreciate that. It was a lot of fun, and everybody had a great time. And three title fights in the pay-per-view were just fantastic. And Danger Boy, I know you were getting your beauty sleep, and I know you missed out on it. But we've got another one coming up in just a couple of weeks. That's right, December 10th, UFC 206. And we'll be out there at Salvatore's at the Garage Door as well as Salvatore's Saloon out in Scottsville. But we got to go to break right now. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. The story's so far with one hell of a mess. So come and let me lead you through the wilderness. I'm a man with a plan.
A star-studded list of actors and entertainers are set to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom next week. Among them, actors Robert De Niro, Tom Hanks, Robert Redford, and Cecily Tyson, along with singers Diana Ross and Bruce Springsteen. Bob Dylan will be a no-show at next month's Nobel Prize ceremony in Stockholm. The legendary singer-songwriter says he can't pick up his award for literature due to other commitments. Hollywood rolled out the red carpet for acclaimed actress Annette Bening. She was honored during a tribute here for AFI Fest. Bening was with the cast of her new movie, 20th Century Women, which was screened at the gala.
Professionally, it means a lot, but also personally, I'm very grateful to the AFI for giving me this evening.
20th Century Women is in theaters Christmas Day. And the cast of Lion turned out for the film's New York premiere.
That beautiful boy.
Nicole Kidman stars as the adoptive Australian mother of an Indian boy. Years later, he sets out to find his lost family.
When he wants to go and find his biological mother, and she says, and he's worried to tell her, and she says, I want her to see how beautiful you are. I love that she says that, because that to me is unconditional love.
Lion hits theaters next Friday. And that's your Eye on Entertainment. Suzanne Marquez, CBS News, Hollywood.
Rich Eisen, Monday noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Goldberg, you shall be beaten, victimized, and conquered by Brock Lesnar to such an extent that you, sir, shall be unrecognizable. So unrecognizable that your son will call Brock Lesnar daddy.
This is Y2J Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, Chris Jericho. Maybe we'll bump into you tonight since you're doing your podcast live.
He would not be happy with me last night because I went to the IWF show with a clipboard and a scarf. And I put all the bad guys on lists.
You're on the list. Well, I want to let people know that thank you for listening to the show. You can check out all our old shows on iTunes as well as thepainclinic.net. Come out to our webpage, check out all our old shows. Rented Lips. I'll let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road for UFC 206 and Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. Get there 10 p.m. start time. It's December 10th. I know, it's not for a couple weeks, so you can put on the calendar now and come on out. There's no cover charge for UFCs at Salvatore's. And you can see Rumble Johnson try to take that light heavyweight title off of Daniel Cormier. It'll be a great couple fights that fell off of the 205 card are now on the 206 card. So that's pretty cool, too. You're going to see, what's his name? Cerrone is fighting. They moved his fight over to that card against Matt Brown. And some of the cards, so it's really a pretty stacked card for that night. We'll see you there. Come on out and join us. Now it's time to talk a little bit about Survivor Series. Let's do our predictions real quick. Why not? Why don't we start from the very beginning. Kalisto versus Brian Kendrick. Whoever wins that, Kalisto for SmackDown, Brian Kendrick for Raw. The winner of this match brings the entire Cruiserweight division with them. Thoughts on this? I'll just say it right now. Kalisto is winning.
Second that.
Third.
I don't want it to happen.
I know. It's already a crowded show with 2 hours only on SmackDown. But no,
I want Brian Kendrick to retain.
Okay. And who knows? Maybe
they can find another way to get everything over there. It's okay.
Okay. Then we got for the Intercontinental title, Sami Zayn versus The Miz.
Well, Sami Zayn.
Yeah, if the cruiserweights are going to SmackDown, then you have to have that title go over to Raw. So, Sami Zayn.
I feel like being different, so I'm gonna go with the Miz.
I'm going to go with Sami Zayn so that The Miz can get, you know, treated terribly on SmackDown when he goes back. And then maybe he himself demand a trade, you know, to go to Raw, you know, because they were floating around. Now, the 5-on-5 traditional elimination tag team match. Team Raw, we have The New Day, Sheamus and Cesaro, Enzo Amore, Big Cass, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, and Primo and Epico. So you got three heel teams, two good guy teams. Versus Team SmackDown, which would be Heath Slater, the champs Heath Slater and Rhino, Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley, Chad Gable and Jason Jordan, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, Tyler Breeze and Fandango. We have two bad guy teams and three good guy teams on there. It doesn't, you know, I mean, besides you having 20 men around the ring at one time, what's going to happen? I mean, is there anything, any stakes on the line for this?
No, it's just a bragging rights type deal.
Just a bragging. I've kind of enjoyed when Booker T came out and gave them the pep talk, you know, for Team SmackDown. And I kind of like what Fandango and Tyler Breeze are doing, too. It's something different, you know.
Big fan of the Fashion Police?
The Fashion Police, yes. You know, I mean, not, we haven't seen that in every aspect of anywhere. It's always been a good comedy point. But I'm going to, Blue will say, I'm going to even up. SmackDown's going to win this one.
I think SmackDown needs it more than Raw does. I think their tag team division still relatively weak. I don't think they've done the best job building it up. I think they have a lot of potential there. So I say give it to SmackDown.
I think SmackDown's going to win, and American Alpha is going to be the ones that shine through it, because the other tag teams just don't really match up to Raw at all. So you have to have someone there that can step up a little bit.
I'm going to go with SmackDown only because I don't think Raw's going to get a clean sweep.
And I think, and Danny and Danger, you're right. SmackDown's tag team really are kind of pushed aside and not really given much relevance, except for the Usos, who seem to be on TV every week. You know, I mean, we haven't seen you know, we don't get to see guys, you know, like Jason Jordan and Gable, you know, out there that often, you know, and so it's good to get those guys out there and in our face. I mean, we're seeing Primo and Epico in, you know, every week now, and it's like, I didn't even know they were on the team until I was looking at this list. So,
well, they traded the timeshare for the team.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we come down to the 5-on-5 traditional elimination match for the Team Raw women versus Team SmackDown women, and for Team Raw we have champion Charlotte, Bayley, Nia Jax, Alicia Fox, and Sasha Banks. Now we have Nia Jax and Charlotte are both heels, and the good guys are Bayley, Alicia Fox, and Sasha Banks going up against Team SmackDown. Coach Natalia, who apparently quotes musical lyrics every time she's talking now. I don't get it. She get bumped on the head like Gold
Dust.
She's
not farting. Just,
yeah, she got bumped on the head like Gold Dust, and all she can do is spew out lyrics. But she's coaching Nikki Bella, Naomi, SmackDown Women's Champ Becky Lynch, Carmella, and Alexa Bliss. Two bad girls. Are two heel girls and three faces, though I'm not really sure what Naomi is this week. Sometimes she's a face, sometimes she's a heel. I think because of the glow in the dark stuff, she's a face again. I'm going to go with Team Raw on this. I think that they've been given the strong stance in this whole matchup with them, with Charlotte showing up in SmackDown and then coming and getting beaten down and then having her girls join her and beat down. You know, I'm going to go with Team Raw. What about you, Danger?
I'm going to go with Raw too, because it's one of those things, again, where I can't see how the matchups work. I mean, Becky Lynch and Nikki Bella have been women's champions on when it was together, you know, now. But, you know, other than that, there's no one on that. I mean, Alexa Bliss hasn't established herself. Carmella hasn't really established herself. Naomi's always been like a side project. And you got all these women on Raw. The only one who's, you know, pushed to the side all the time is Alicia Fox. So I can't see how SmackDown could legitimately win that match.
Can I say one thing real quick? Man, Cass is a lucky man. He's dating Carmella. Okay, yeah, I just want to say that. Okay.
I want not to, as jealous as you.
Yeah. No. Alexa Bliss.
Oh. Yes. Now there's something okay. We can
either
agree
Blake
on.
Or Murphy, I forgot which one. Is a lucky man.
Oh, really? Is there one of those guys?
Oh, it's Murphy actually.
Really?
Buddy Murphy.
Wow. Okay, you guys continue on. I'm sorry I interrupted.
You're not my buddy guy.
Well, I agree completely with Danger on all his points, I'd take it a step further with the way WWE seems so concerned with these records and setting records and everything. I really think Charlotte's going to go, 12-0 now? They're just going to keep this going for a while. I can't see it ending. I don't like it, but I just think that's the way it's going.
I almost want to apply the same logic I applied to the tag team Survivor Series match. Who needs it more?
True.
The whole point of this brand, you know, extension is to be able to spotlight other people. You know, have different methods of pushing other people that don't necessarily mean you hold a title, something like that.
Yeah. It also sets up future confrontations between people who don't have it going on right now. It allows to build like a rivalry between people. So, I mean, that being said, so Danny, you're gonna lean with SmackDown?
You know what? I'm going for it right now. SmackDown clean sweep in all these Survivor Series elimination matches.
Wow, not bad. I mean, you know, it's very logical. Unfortunately, you know who we're dealing with here.
Right, but here's the thing. It's not going to hurt Raw at all. Raw is still the flagship show. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah. However, it's worth the potential boost it might provide to SmackDown.
True.
But do the powers that be actually see it that way?
Well, listen. They never do anything. Listen, didn't Raw just get the...
I'd love to see the clean sweep from SmackDown, but if you're asking me to make a prediction on what I think is actually going to happen, I got to go the way that I want.
Didn't Raw just have, like, the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view, a very, very prominent pay-per-view, the way it turned out and everything? I mean, it really... SmackDown has had nothing like that yet. You know, I mean, were they going to give them the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view and they'll have one match in
that? They get TLC.
Okay, they get TLC, but I'm just saying that so far Raw's had, like, all the sweet pay-per-view since they split, so they get all the, you know, the big named ones. It makes sense for SmackDown to come out on the, and I, you know, I'm a huge Daniel Bryan fan. I enjoy what he's doing with Shane, so you know what, we got one more to do, but I'm gonna go to break for that because we got another break to go. But while I'm going to break, I'm gonna mention one thing. I just got a text. Someone said, what do you guys think about John Cena not being included in for the 900th SmackDown? Also, does King Booker have one more match in him? John Cena, I was surprised. I think about that now. He's like the guy who could be the mystery fifth guy when Shane gets hurt. Yeah, think about it. He is WWE, you know? Not we're saying Shane's going to get hurt, but I mean, if that would make it more interesting, you know?
On Team SmackDown, the thought that keeps going through my head is one of these things is not like the other.
Yes.
Shane McMahon doesn't fit on that team. He doesn't belong.
Well,
on.
One of these things are kind of the same. Can you tell which one of these things is not like the other? If you do, you've won the game. Let's go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
We're kicking off a lot of things this month, and Better Credit could be one of them. Hey folks, Caroline here at Fusilo Kia. You know, we have helped thousands of people establish or reestablish their credit through what we like to call the web of happiness, hugekiacredit.com. It is the easiest, simplest, hassle-free way to apply for financing. Just log on, select your location at the bottom of the screen. You can apply for pre-approval right there online. Don't prejudge your credit. Log on today. We know that sometimes bad things happen to good people, bankruptcy, foreclosure, divorce. Don't prejudge your credit. I cannot say that enough. I've had so many people come up to me and say, you know, I just couldn't get financed anywhere else. And then I logged on to Huge Kia Credit and was able to get financing. And that's our goal, is to get you into the car for you at the right interest rate and right payment for you. So log on today, hugekiacredit.com. Then come shop us at Fusilo Kia. It's huge.
Hi, Kevin here from Garber Honda, and it's the last day, Rick. We've had a lot of fun doing this, and the customers are coming to Henrietta Road, and a lot of them are coming to Garber Honda.
Well, the good news is that the public has discovered the wonderful deals that we're both offering. With customer cash, with 0% for 72, I've never seen incentives this strong at this point in November.
You know, those are some great stats, but you know, I think the customers just need to check out these Hondas, and when they drive them, and they shut the doors, and they see the fit and finish, they're...
Warm up, everybody. Warm up.
10.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Coles, Double B, Brian Burke, and we are on our way to NXT in just a little bit. We're going to go up to see our friends in Canada.
Eat some Putin.
Putin up in Canada. Use some of those tin quarters that we got left over from the last time we were up there. And those big ones with the little pennies stuck in the middle of them. You know, We love Canada.
The loonies and toonies?
Our money goes so much farther up there. We enjoy going up to Canada all the time. But we're going to be going up for NXT. Got one more match to mention in the Survivor Series. It's the 5-on-5 traditional elimination match, Team Raw. This is the men's match, Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Team Raw, you have WWE United States Champion Roman Reigns, Universal Champion Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, Braun Strowman, and Seth Rollins versus Team SmackDown, Randy Orton, Shane McMahon, Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, and WWE Champion AJ Styles. Now, on Team Raw, we have, let's see, one, two, three heels, two faces, and on Team SmackDown, we have one, two, three heels and two faces. So we're even up for heels and faces on both teams. I will say that at some point during this match, you're going to see the Shield reunion in the middle of this match. It's going to have to happen. You're going to have all the guys in the ring at the same time. You're going to have, and they're all faces now. You have, you know, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, and of course Roman Reigns, all being faces. They'll somehow do, and it's going to, the crowd's going to go nuts. And that's about the only thing I can predict about this match, besides the fact that I think Raw will win it. Now, Danny, I'm going to go to you because you so far have clean sweeped with SmackDown.
Yeah, here's the difference between the two. The Undertaker isn't threatening Raw. He's threatening SmackDown. I don't know. Again, I'm hoping that, you know, WWE kind of likes to do this thing where it's almost like you lose the night before the pay-per-view, that means you're winning at the pay-per-view. So I'm hoping that exclamation point, again, from The Undertaker saying, you know, if you lose, you're going to have me to answer to. I'm hoping that's just a swerve, because it seems like it's way too on the nose of a setup to say where we're going after Survivor Series. So I want to see SmackDown win. Again, it's more beneficial to SmackDown for them to pick up the win.
I agree it's more beneficial to SmackDown, but I think The Undertaker warning is setting up his next rivalry, because he's going to be back more of a...
Oh, not that God. Guy. Not that guy, right?
That'll be WrestleMania.
Okay.
Well, I know, I've heard that rumor that by the time WrestleMania rolls around, Undertaker will have a title, and he'll be fighting John Cena.
You are kidding me.
Oh, God. That's why I'm not making travel plans just yet.
Just yet to Orlando.
I can see it being coming down to someone like AJ or something, and The Undertaker ended up feuding with him afterwards because he ends up dropping to Raw.
Well, you know that, and Danny, a point made, that John Cena has a title, and it happens to be the one that's the main title on that show. That would be his 16th time. I mean, would they work that into this? I mean, with, you know, Ric Flair and The Undertaker? I don't know. I mean, I don't want to see anybody beat Ric Flair because, you know, I'm the hugest Flair mark on the planet. So, but, you know, I mean, numbers don't mean that much, really. We've talked about that before. So
it's not the same.
Interesting. So this not only is the main event, but it's also setting everything up. Brian, thoughts?
I'd love to see Team SmackDown win, but again, I just don't. That's not the way I've seen them book recently. Unfortunately, yeah, I think that feud with Styles will be there because I think he's going to wind up losing to Reigns at the very end.
You think he's going to lose to Reigns at the very end?
Yeah, I think Reigns is going to be last man standing. He's the golden boy right now on Raw.
Boy.
So. I don't like it, that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I know, but see, they're working Reigns towards a Kevin Owens matchup for like the next couple months. So,
maybe Strowman's left.
Come on, guys. 222-1280. Call us and tell us what you think is going to happen. I mean, are we missing the obvious? Is there something out there that's going to happen? I mean, you know, like I said, the only thing I can predict is there's going to be a Shield reunion in the middle of the match. Beyond that, who knows what's
going to
happen?
From one of the teams is going to turn on one of his teammates, too. That's almost guaranteed. That always happens. I don't know who.
What's the most likely turn?
I could see Orton turning on Bray Wyatt, even though they just started that whole thing. They could screw that up like they did with Daniel Bryan joining the Wyatts.
I kind of feel...
It lasted longer than that, though.
Don't you think Luke Harper's kind of getting the raw end of that, too? I mean, he should... You know, he's been with Bray Wyatt a lot longer than Randy Orton has been, you know?
But he's not a Viper.
But maybe he'll do something that'll make them lose, and they can start a whole angle with him against the Viper or him against Bray. I would not hate that.
No, not at all.
No. So, now we've got all our predictions out there. We only got a couple of minutes left. I do want to throw out some news that we haven't gotten to yet. Jim Ross has got a book coming out in the fall of 2017. It's going to be called Believe It or Not, slobber knocker. And
surprised.
Yeah, and he's actually going to be up in Toronto too this weekend doing his live show. So the wrestling royalty is going to be everywhere up there. But he has got stories about signing Rock, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, John Cena. You know, Stone Cold. Okay, sorry, I won't do my impression. So that was interesting that he finally, his book's coming out. We've always talked to him every time he's been on about doing a book, and we're talking 10 years now. We've had him on where he's, I don't know if I can do it, and then finally he did it. So good for him, and I can't wait to read it. Can't wait to talk to him about it.
Just to interject there, Cash, I think we missed a match.
No, we didn't. What did we miss?
Did we miss the main event?
We just did the main
Lesnar,
event.
Lesnar Goldberg.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't care about that match. So
well,
okay.
Most people don't.
This is it. Lesnar's going to win. It's not going to be clean. It's going to lead to another match. That's my prediction.
Yep, I'm with you.
Okay, well, it doesn't have to be WrestleMania. It could be the Royal Rumble. It could be something else.
You know, to quote my good friend who's passed, Justin Newbold, the real winner of this match is going to be the fans when it's over.
Just like in 2004?
You know, exactly. Isn't it great that we don't have Goldberg in the room with us? Because I think he'd probably be hitting us or, you know, beating us up or something. Because we're just.
But we'd have a chance to run away after he fell after throwing the first strike.
Sure. He trips over the mat and, you know, blows his quad.
We'll just throw him to Danger. Yeah, Danger's crippled. He can't get away.
Yeah, it reminds me, you know, it's good to have Danger around because he always will be caught first. So
if you and your friends are out in the woods and you start getting chased by a bear, you don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun one of your friends.
Yeah, your heaviest friend. Just stuck behind. All right, so some other news. People magazine named Dwayne The Rock Johnson their sexiest man alive. Yeah, I whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, he's a great dude. I mean, we met him before he was the sexiest man alive, and I thought he was the sexiest man alive then. So.
Sexiest fanny pack wearer.
Yeah, that's right. Leon White, you might know him as Vader. He announced that his doctor has given him 2 years to live because he has congestive heart failure. And ever since he announced that, Mick Foley has been railing for him to get put in the WWE Hall of Fame. Do you think Vader is a Hall of Fame kind of guy?
Do I think his overall entity of his work is? Yes. Do I think he's a WWE Hall of Famer? No. But we've had that argument multiple times about people that...
Coco Beware
rule.
It's not even the Coco Beware rule. It's the, you know, like the Freebirds. They weren't in WWE, but they're in the Hall of Fame.
Remember when we had Coco in the studio? We had to ask him about that. It's like, I was embarrassed because we always use the Coco Beware
but
rule.
But Foley also wrote the foreword for... Vader's book that's coming out next year as well.
Okay. So, but I mean, you know, and maybe he should be. He wasn't there long enough, but he was in WCW long enough in Japan. So, Rock also, by the way, another piece of news about him, says he's going to be running for president in 2020. What do you think?
As my running mate.
That's right, because Danny put his hat into the arena a couple weeks ago.
My slogan is going to be "Make America Have It Again."
It. And if you don't have it, you'll get put on the list.
Exactly.
All right. And you don't want to get put on a list because they're doing that right now, I think, aren't
no
they?
No list. Oh. You don't want to be on the list.
Oh.
Sorry. WWE just started distributing their brand new chocolate bars to FYE stores.
It's not ice cream.
Flavors include the sea salt caramel milk chocolate for John Cena, the fearful dark chocolate for Bray Wyatt, phenomenal milk chocolate for AJ Styles, the hand clapping pop rock chocolate for guess who?
New Day.
New Day. The big dog's milk chocolate for Roman Reigns, Chipotle dark chocolate for Finn Balor. Baylor.
You are so lucky Mark got kicked out.
The Architect's milk chocolate for Seth Rollins, and of course Apex Predator milk chocolate for Randy Orton.
Nothing for Azuka?
A lot of...
Stop it. I was doing that just to get... I know he was going to get mad because I was doing that. Also, some other news...
I can't
news.
Wait until UFC starts making candy bars for Conor McGregor.
Get in my belly. All right. WWE wants to bring Conor McGregor in. We're just about out of time now, so we got all our predictions for Survivor Series. We are going to be leaving this town, this country, to go up and watch NXT.
Real quick, one thing. Four-man booth for SmackDown, way too convoluted.
Yeah, you know, it's
why?
Like, I don't know. It's tough, you know, but we can get out to a little Enter Sandman. But there's no other big news. We did mention that he announced Season 2 of Total Bellas is going to start. You did see The Miz beat Dolph Ziggler this past number 900 SmackDown to win the title to be able to go to the pay-per-view to wrestle, to lose it to Sami Zayn. Conor McGregor sometime will be showing up. I'm guessing the money will be right. And Tom Phillips, you're not a big fan of that, huh?
I like something. Tom Phillips, but I hate the four-man booth.
Yeah. Real quick, I got something for you. I've got a rumor as I try to do bookings for the convention that Edge and Beth Phoenix might be in town this summer. Not at the convention, but they may be making an appearance with the local sports team. So.
Oh, very cool. So, yeah, and they just got married recently, so that's pretty cool. We got to get out of here. Thank you for listening. Thank you, soccer guys, for staying out the door. And we'll see you next week, folks.